I'm not sure I could even summarize what we just read by Proudhon, because it's so deep, and I really have to sit with it. This whole last sentence, when he says, because as I was reading this sentence, I was, of course, thinking about the Plato's tribe, Plato's tribesmen and women who believe fervently that they are making the world a better place. Jeremy Bentham, the same thing. How desperately we have needed Proudhon, that the children of these folk have needed some time to sit with Proudhon and think this through. I mean, the man is absolutely brilliant. He's just what we need. He explains the psychology of the device behavior inconsistent with one's stated beliefs. These are psychological dynamics that he's actually explicating in, should I say, sociological terms? Let's think more about that. But when he says, because it is, as opposed to physics, because the moral world because the laws of our moral nature work in us and through us, they can't be executed without our deliberate aid. And this again, that's deep too, requires some thinking. And consequently, unless we know them, and of course we don't know them, that's why Proudhon is suppressed. They don't want us to think about what we're actually doing. If then our science of moral laws is false, it is evident that while desiring our own good, we are accomplishing our own evil. If it's only incomplete, our understanding, it may suffice for a time for our social progress, but in the long run, it will lead us into a very wrong road. The theft of Nicola's weapon made that road a lot more wrong, most death, and will finally precipitate us into an abyss of calamities, which is how we began, isn't it? Which is by saying that the world having been put forcibly under the sway of bandits has resulted in but ever escalating crimes, an abyss of calamities.